It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Howard Emke was born in Silver Creek in 1894. He lived in the area throughout his formative years and played baseball for Silver Creek High School. Emke began his major league career in 1915 at the age of 21, pitching 18 games for the Buffalo Blues of the Federal League. The Detroit Tigers purchased Emke from the Blues in February 1916. He delivered his first of several historic starts on August 8, 1920, when he shut out the New York Yankees 1-0. The game lasted just 1 hour 13 minutes, making it one of the shortest games in American League history. In October 1922, the Tigers traded Emke in a deal with the Boston Red Sox. He flourished in his first season with Boston, winning 20 games and pitching a no-hitter against the Athletics on September 7, 1923. In his very next game, he pitched a one-hitter against the Yankees. In the middle of the 1926 campaign, the Red Sox traded Emke in a deal to the Philadelphia Athletics. By 1929, his number of starts had diminished, but the Athletics won the American League pennant, and manager Connie Mack selected Emke as a surprise starter in Game 1 of the World Series against the Chicago Cubs. Emke responded with a complete game and struck out a then-World Series record 13 batters in a 3-1 victory. The A's eventually won the series in 7 games. Howard Emke retired from Major League Baseball after the 1930 season. Following retirement, he operated a canvas fabricating business in partnership with his wife, Margaret. He died in Philadelphia in 1959. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.